From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's been 2 months since Hamas took over the Palestinian Authority, and about 160,000 government workers still have not been paid. Hamas is listed as a terrorist organization by Israel and the West. That has isolated the Palestinian government and put it on the edge of financial collapse. Now a new problem has come up. Arab banks are refusing to transfer money to Hamas, even if the funds are directed to the private accounts of government employees. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
In the 8 weeks without pay, many government workers here have stayed afloat because Palestinian banks have advanced them cash equal to their salaries, despite severely overdrafting their accounts. Banks have also extended small loans to workers without charging fees or interest. But with little prospect salaries will be paid anytime soon, Arab bankers say these goodwill policies are ending right now. Nasir Taboub, the general manager of the Al-Aqsa Bank in Ramallah, says he runs a business, not a social fund.
Banks are corporations that serve their shareholders, their owners. Unless you guarantee that the salaries will be inflowing, nobody will be giving overdraft because this is not a prudent decision.
But the bank's decision is based on more than prudent finances. Arab bank officials say they're under intense political and legal pressure from the U.S. not to transfer any funds or even extend loans to people who work in the Hamas-led government. Banks face possible legal sanctions if they service the militant Islamist group, which is listed as a terrorist organization by Israel, the U.S., and other Western countries. George El Abid is director of the Palestine Monetary Authority.
This is the reason for the bank's fear, given Hamas's listing as a terrorist organization. These Palestinian banks have become hostage to these regulations meant to isolate Hamas.
The regulations include an executive order by President Bush and a UN resolution, both issued after the 9/11 attacks, as well as provisions of the USA Patriot Act. All these moves are aimed at stifling the financing of terrorism. The restrictions, including the UN resolution, contain broad language, including references to any funds, assets, or resources, quote, directly or indirectly used to facilitate or carry out terrorist acts, end quote. Banks say the inclusive language has made transfers to the Palestinian government or those connected with it all but impossible. Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Iran recently pledged more than $100 million to the Hamas government, but so far, Hamas officials say, none of that money has been received. A French and British proposal to create a World Bank trust fund to pay salaries and finance humanitarian work has also stalled amid U.S. opposition. Palestinian bank manager Taboub says banks' hands are tied.
If a transfer from Cairo will, in dollar amounts, to get through, it has to go through New York. And this is not possible according to the pressures the Americans are putting against the transfers. Well, this is unjust and, I think, uncivilized.
Taboub's Al-Aqsa Bank already had its U.S. assets frozen 5 years ago under an executive order from the Bush administration, which called the bank the financial arm of Hamas. Taboub denies the charge and says he's challenging the American action. The Palestine Monetary Fund's El Abid says the solution to the crisis is political, not financial. Hamas, he believes, will now have to reconsider international demands it has so far rejected, renounce violence and recognize Israel's right to exist, as well as signed agreements between Israel and the previous Palestinian government.
The international community, including the Arab countries, seem to be sending this message to Hamas that it would be nearly impossible for them to provide any assistance without at least coming close to the two or three conditions that were laid out.
But so far, Hamas leaders remain fiercely defiant. Hamas lawmaker Sheikh Abu Tir accuses the West of trying to topple the Hamas government through an economic squeeze.
And whoever has pressured and pushed in the direction of reaching such a crisis will pay a heavy price.
After Friday prayers last week in Gaza, tens of thousands of Hamas supporters took to the streets chanting anti-American slogans and burning U.S. and Israeli flags. Meantime, faced with a growing cash and credit crunch, many government workers are now starting to sell family jewelry and other holdings to raise much-needed cash. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Ramallah.